And this is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. Texas has been recognized over and over again as one of the best places to do business in. The state continues to grow. The economy continues to expand. State revenues are up. You've got to give some credit to the state comptroller for these developments. Susan Combs has been in charge of the state's books and economic forecast. But yesterday, she announced that she's done with politics. However, before she goes, Comptroller Combs wants to address what she says is a growing burden of debt in Texas cities and counties, and San Antonio has been singled out. What do you think? We invite you to join the conversation about the economy of Texas and San Antonio. Do you think that our city is racking up too much debt? Call in at 614-8980. You could also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org and go to the comments section on our website at tpr.org. Our guest this half hour, State Comptroller Susan Combs. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you so much.
We've also got on the phone Ben Gorzel. He is the Chief Financial Officer for the City of San Antonio. Ben, you there? Well, we have him. We'll bring him back. But right now, I really wanted to talk to Comptroller Combs. It was pretty much big news yesterday when you announced that you would not seek reelection, nor would you seek other office. You're done with politics. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, the thinking behind that was, what else did I want to accomplish, and did I need to sort of continue to be in public office? And the answer is no. I have 18 months left, and we launched a new website, Tell the Truth Texas, www.tellthetruthtexas.org, a couple days ago. And that is a piece of unfinished business. We had two bills, House Bill 14 and its companion Senate Bill 14. Each time they were killed on a point of order, and it's kind of a weird coincidence. They were both killed by state reps from San Antonio. But the point is that the lack of clarity in local debt, by that I mean cities, counties, school districts, MUDs, hospital districts, you name it, every governmental entity, is pretty staggering. And they folks didn't want the bills to pass. And so what we've decided we would do is try to build our own replica of what these bills that were killed would give you, the taxpayer or anybody, the information that they some folks didn't want you to have, and we'll put it up on the web. It'll take somewhere between 3 months, 9 months to get most of the data populated in this website.
Right. When the website was first announced, I went to it. It seemed like you had some activity there and some little programs working, but now it seems to have been scaled back some.
Well, it's being scaled back because we're trying to get agreements between other governmental entities, the Bond Review Board, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. The reason I mention those two is that they need to give us the data. The Bond Review Board has been working well with us. We expect to get all that data up and running. With the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, they hold all of the information from MUDs, those sort of development districts. We need to get all that information sent to us so we can upload it.
Now, it was about last year that you released a report called Your Money and Your Debt, where you looked at Texas cities and counties and the amount of debt they had racked up, and you had pointed out that San Antonio had accumulated the highest amount of debt per capita.
Yeah, and we take a look at trends, too. Per capita is a useful metric. If I had 100 people 5 years ago, now I have only 101. Only one new person came to town, but my debt has gone up two or three times. You have to ask why. I mean, maybe there was deferred maintenance. I don't know what it is, but it's at least a useful signal, because the extra person, you don't have a lot more people to pay the freight. And that's what we're always concerned about, is will the taxpayers' knees essentially buckle? If you look at Bexar County, their 12-year debt trend, they've gone up since the year 2001, up 857% in debt growth, and it really took off in about 2008, whereas, you know, the population didn't double and triple in a 3 or 4 year period, but the debt did.
All right. I believe now that Ben Gorzel, the Chief Financial Officer for the City of San Antonio, is on the line. Ben, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So, Ben, tell me, how does the city respond to when Comptroller Combs comes out with a report like that?
Well, first, let me say that we certainly are supportive of fiscal transparency by governments. I mean, we're supportive of that. We have a lot of information on our website, both budget and financial information. That includes a lot of information about the debt that we have issued and outstanding. I think one of the challenges when we looked at that report from last summer that you have is when you start to try to compare cities and the amount of debt that they have outstanding, it really depends on what those cities are issuing debt for. For example, San Antonio happens to own both the electric and gas utility and the water and wastewater utility. So out of our total approximately $9.8 billion in debt outstanding, if you include the utilities, they make up about $7.4 billion of that. And utilities are very capital-intensive businesses, so they have to issue a lot of debt to support those. That debt is only legally supported by the revenues of those utility systems.
And those utility systems do generate a lot of revenue for the city of San Antonio.
In the case of CPS, yes, because it's owned by the city, there is a return to our budget as well.
Okay, go ahead.
By the way, I do understand the difference between revenue and general obligation debt, and we certainly understand, for example, revenue debt, maybe you have a new park and you put in new systems. But the point is at least is to take a look at what that means, that if you do have utilities, but again, if you're issuing a lot of new debt, is it because all the people have come in, you need to have new tap lines and new water lines or whatever it is. And so that does make a difference. But statewide, what we found was that most citizens had no idea. It was not put in a form that was easily accessible. And I think all of us would say in 2013 that the Internet is the new public square. You can't get out, you know, somebody to stand on a sawed-down tree stump outside and have, you know, 2 million people listen to you. So you have to make things very bite-sizable. And that's what we hope to do with Tell the Truth Texas, make it very accessible so that in each town you will be able to see revenue-supported debt, general tax-supported GO debt, and take a look at how you compare to your sort of your sister cities across the state and school districts. School districts, by the way, are a huge acquirer of debt.
Now, you really can't get more bite-sizable than AAA. I mean, that tells you the whole story right there, right? And isn't that what the bonds are for San Antonio and Bexar County, isn't that we're rated at?
San Antonio has a AAA bond rating on our GO bonds from all three major rating agencies, and we're the only city with a population of more than a million to have that AAA bond rating from all three agencies. So certainly they are an independent group that's looking at our debt issuances, looking at how we're managing our debt and how we're meeting those capital needs of the community. So we're very proud of that AAA bond rating. I'll also note that our two utilities also enjoy very high bond ratings, just below AAA for both CPS and SAWS, one or two notches below. So very strong ratings for both utilities as well.
Okay, we're going to continue this conversation. Is San Antonio carrying too much debt? Comptroller Susan Combs releases a website, Tell the Truth Texas. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Join the conversation. The number is 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Comptroller Susan Combs announced yesterday that she will not seek re-election, but before she leaves her office, she wants to remind Texas voters and taxpayers that we have to look at the debt load that our cities and counties have. She's announced a new website called Tell the Truth Texas, a revealing look at local government finance. San Antonio, she has singled out in the past as a city that has the highest per capita debt load, but San Antonio maintains a AAA debt rating, and that's something to be proud of. So, Comptroller Combs, what about that AAA? Isn't that enough to say something's happening right?
No, what AAA says, this is what Moody's, Fitch's, and Standard & Poor's does, it says you have the capacity to pay for it. It doesn't say you should. And that's really important in ratings. I mean, the state of Texas has the capacity to have a lot of debt, and we have AAA rating, and I go to the three rating agencies in New York each summer. I'm talking about sort of what happens. It's not just the city of San Antonio debt. That person in San Antonio is also paying Bexar County. You're probably also paying a school district. You may be paying an emergency services district. You may be paying somebody else. And the cumulative effect on the individual is not laid bare with one snapshot. And so what we tried to do was to give people a worksheet. You can go through and type in your address, and you can take a look and see, well, who's taxing me? And one may be fine, two gets a little more problematic, three gets tougher, four, five, six, and seven. And so that's what these folks need to understand, is that if you're the frog sitting in the water in the pan on top of the stove, as everybody keeps turning up the heat through adding more debt, you're the one frog and the water's getting pretty doggone hot.
So how about that City of San Antonio Chief Finance Officer Ben Gorzel? Is the water getting too hot for San Antonio?
No, I think we've actually done a very good job of managing our debt. I think that the bond ratings are one indication of that. But I think when you look at San Antonio, you talk about a very growing community. We've been very fortunate here. With a growing community comes many needs for infrastructure. Certainly there's many capital projects that are important to our community, and we've got to be able to issue bonds in order to meet those needs. And I agree it's got to be done in a responsible and fiscally prudent way, and I believe that we've done that here in San Antonio.
Our phone lines are open if you want to join the conversation. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. Comptroller Combs, when people, you say, run your government like a business, you know, but, you know, businesses borrow money. They borrow a lot of money. Capital is something that they need in order to go. So isn't that what they're doing?
Well, there's no particular bad thing about debt. You may not have the cash in your pocket. What I'm trying to point out is that you need to look at all of the kinds of debt, and are they sustainable in the long haul? We've seen California make a lot of debt bets that didn't work out. You've seen state after state make a lot of debt bets. We have a lot of issues with pensions. By the way, I want to commend the San Antonio Firefighters pensions for doing a bang-up job. I mean, a really spectacularly good job, unlike Houston, in managing their pension fund. But the entire point of the reports was not to say something is good or bad or indifferent about San Antonio, but is to make the point that when the local individual is paying the freight, that individual needs to have the information. If I go to buy a new car or a sofa on time, I'm given an extraordinary amount of information under the Consumer Protection Act out of Washington. And when we tried to get this legislation passed, I was astounded at the amount of pushback. And in fact, the mayor of another city told me to my face that if the taxpayers in that city knew how much debt they were on the hook for, they would be confused, which sort of brings me to my point, which is that we're not very smart and we can't understand it, but we're plenty smart to pay. And so the whole point of these reports is transparency. Let people know so when they go to the ballot box, they know if they want to add more. Make the case to them that this is good, smart debt.
Now, your website is called Tell the Truth, Texas, and I'm wondering if that is sort of accusatory that that some institutions are hiding the truth.
It's absolutely accusatory. A lot of institutions are hiding the truth. I had some folks representing MUDs, and I lived in a MUD, and you could walk in. That was fun. Some MUDs don't even want you to know they met at midnight on, you know, Christmas Eve.
And a MUD is?
I'm sorry, it's a municipal utility district. It does not mean it's a city. It means it's a local developer is trying to build up some new houses, and he needs infrastructure, water, wastewater, et cetera. But it was amazing how many different people. I had county judges call and say, we don't like your bill. We don't want to tell anybody anything. It's going to be too expensive to tell them. The array of excuses was pretty amazing. And so, yes, the title is, it's either pleasant, hey, tell the truth, Texas, or depending on your reading, it's, hey, tell the truth, Texas. Now, right now, today, I'm feeling more in the, a little more emphatic vein, but hopefully by the time we get this up, we'll have this nice, soft, happy voice on.
Okay, well, let's go to the calls and get some nice, soft, happy voices on the air. Charlotte wants to join the conversation. Charlotte, welcome to The Source.
Just want to say, first of all, thank you for being our second lady to work in the role of a comptroller. But also to ask if you can address this. For a lot of people, they don't understand why it's important for citizens to understand a city or a state's debt, or in our case, even in nationwide. A lot of people don't understand debt and why it's important for us to know that. We can put emphasis on, you know, future iterations, but can you give a little light as to why we need to understand, why we need to be concerned about a per capita debt or any type of debt for that matter?
All right. Thank you for that question, Charlotte.
Okay, because the debt is something that it's not a one-year obligation. Debt is in many cases 10, 15, 20, 30 years. So debt for today will be paid for by your children and by your grandchildren. And the federal debt is about $16 trillion, and it's an awful lot of money, and it's gone up a lot. So when you add federal debt to other kinds of local debt, again, it's the same American citizen who happens to be sitting here in Texas and is paying this. And the cumulative weight by a lot of observers and economists, they think it's pretty high. And so when you get this stack up on top of this individual little family of how much they owe, it's going to change their business and consumer confidence. It's going to have an effect on the economy. There's about, I don't know, $3 trillion right now sitting on the sidelines in sort of business coffers because they're concerned about what's going to happen. You know, I was asked about businesses borrowing money. Well, they do borrow money, but there's cash sitting on the sidelines right now because of pretty general business uncertainty. So back to the question about debt. Debt is something that you are obligated to pay for years, and you need to know as you make your own plans. And that's why this is important, because you're on the hook for it.
So let me ask Ben Grizel, the chief financial officer for the city of San Antonio. Do you feel, or can you explain to me how citizens of San Antonio can get a better idea of what our debt level is here?
Sure. Actually, you can go on our website and get a lot of the information about our outstanding debt, to include, we put information out there about the offering documents that we use when we're issuing bonds. That includes a lot of information about how we're going to repay the bonds, a lot of important financial metrics. We actually post our rating agency reports in there, so you can see both the things that are positives for San Antonio, as well as things that they may be looking at that they're watching a little more closely. So we publish those reports out there as well. We actually include our continuing disclosure reports. We're required under SEC rules to annually file continuing disclosure documents. It has a lot of that financial information, so we voluntarily put those out there as well. We actually are a gold member of the Comptroller's Leadership Circle for Transparency. I guess we have been a gold member for about 2 or 3 years now, and that really allows you to make sure that the information is easy to find, contains a lot of that financial information that citizens would be looking for.
Okay, back to the phone. So Ricardo has been hanging on. Ricardo, welcome to The Source.
Hi there.
All right, go ahead.
So my question is relating to debt or cost accumulated via tax incentives towards businesses. At what point does it stop being a symbiotic or mutual relationship for the community and the business? Because aren't these business-related taxes just the price of doing business in America or Texas?
Okay. Susan Combs, can you handle that?
I'm sorry. I wasn't quite clear of the question.
So you're saying that businesses paying taxes is part of doing business. You're paying for the roads that you need to move your goods on and infrastructure that you depend on, right?
Correct.
And so you're saying that when we have tax abatements, or we're letting businesses off the hook, what is your point?
Isn't that just the price of doing business in the community? I mean, are we not just accumulating more debt by giving these incentives, and is it becoming more of a staple of do business here and you'll get these taxes or these tax credits, versus just understanding that it's part of the mutual relationship?
Oh, so by not taxing businesses at a level that you might find appropriate, then we're actually building debt in order to keep the infrastructure in place to satisfy those businesses.
I'm not sure that's what he said. What I heard was two things. One is that, of course, because you have infrastructure, there's going to be taxes. I understand that. But then the other part I thought that I heard you say was about incentives. So let me talk about that from an economic development perspective. There was an awful lot of discussion this legislative session about the role of economic incentives and whether we should have them or not. And the legislature, by overwhelming numbers, voted to keep the economic development incentives in place. And the theory was that if you're competing against other states to attract businesses who are giving cuts or breaks to those businesses, they'll go there if you don't have a matching number. So it becomes kind of a race to the cash register.
Or some call it a race to the bottom.
Well, it's a race to the cash register. And again, Louisiana, for example, let me give you Louisiana on movies, on attracting movies, absolutely loses money, and they understand they're going to lose money on attracting the film industry. That's what they want to do. Texas's incentive for that is balanced at about revenue neutral. You take a look at Michigan. Michigan at one point was giving away so much money to get movie stars there, they were losing hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. So it depends on the program. Some economic development incentive programs, I think, work. We published a report on that. We showed the jobs created. We showed the cost per jobs. And all economic development incentive programs are not created equal. The sort of the standard business manufacturing one cost about $7,000 per job. The wind industry incentives cost about $1 million per job. And so it's all up on the web. We have these charts, and I think that's where you would say to folks, well, since they're not all created equal and don't have equal value, why don't you maybe get rid of some of the ones that are very costly and keep some of the ones that produce a lot of good revenue?
All right, Comptroller Combs, thank you so much for joining us. And your news yesterday sent shockwaves through the political sphere that you are not going to run for re-election. Good luck to you in your future endeavors. Of course, you're going to be still making news and doing your job until that shock runs out. But this is The Source, and I also want to thank for joining us Ben Gorzel, Chief Financial Officer from the City of San Antonio. We'll be right back after the NPR news.
I'm Tom Ashby.